Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it is finally a Friday, and we are finally here at Baja Rick's in the Gas Lamp, right next door to Petco Park. And already some folks coming down. We're, 4 hours before the start of this evening's game. But if you're ever going to come to a Padre game early this year on a Friday, today is the day. Baja Rick's with all kinds of great game day specials here. I already, Scraby, before the show even started, knocked down a TJ dog.
Of course. I show up, and Chris is already
just feeding my face. I don't know if you saw the beginnings of that TJ dog, but that's only $10. That's the most unbelievable deal I've ever heard. So they got that. They got the bacon cheeseburger quesadillas for $14, and Braden Suprenant is he just finished his show, but he's not going home because he has to eat all that food.
Look at all that food.
No, it's unbelievable. Baja Rick's is here. He is incredible and a great host, and we are so excited to be here. We were here last year for the playoffs, and we're here for the final regular weekend of the season. As far as being home next week, Scraby, pretty much forget about it. The Cubs 12-1. Over the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals had two outs left to them in the ninth inning. So the Cubs taking care of business at Wrigley Field today. So that means that the Padres have to win all three, and the Cubs would have to lose their final two. That's the only way now that the Cubs will come to San Diego. So we didn't expect anything different, and you know, it's looking more and more like the Padres will begin the playoffs in Chicago, and that means Tony Gwynn Jr., we'll be traveling to the Windy City with the Padres on Sunday night. Hello, Tony. How are you, sir?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty happy. I mean, if you would have seen the TJ dog that I just ate, you would understand
delicious.
My happiness. It sounded delicious. Yeah, it was really good. So, you know, but I know you got to – I know they take pretty good care of you guys up there in the press box, so you'll be – I'm sure you'll be fine a little bit later. And so tell us what's the mood like if you're on this Padre ball club, you know, going into this weekend. I mean, you're not thinking you're going to catch the Cubs, but you've still got to stay sharp three games before you leave for Chicago. So how do you approach these games?
I think the Cubs situation is really out of your control, right? I mean, you need them to lose their final two, and so I think as a team, you focus on, you know, trying to be as sharp as you can going into the postseason, because whether you're here or you're in Chicago, you're going to need to go out and play some good baseball. And I think that's probably going to be the focus as the Padres take the field for these last three. Now, mind you, the Diamondbacks certainly aren't coming in here to roll down. They got to pretty much win all three of these games as well to get in, because the Mets own the tiebreaker, I believe, with the Diamondbacks. So with that being said, they won't be coming in here to lay down. And you know, so in some ways, I think it's good for the Padres. They got a team that's going to come in here and is going to try to push them. And it only forces the Pods to kind of make sure their focus is right, as they don't want to get embarrassed or beat up while these last three games happen. And going to the playoffs, you know, with some good mojo.
Some good vibes. Yu Darvish will pitch tonight, and I think that as far as whatever Yu Darvish does tonight, Tony, it'll be with an eye towards his start Wednesday in Game 2 of the playoffs, most likely, as we've been saying, at Wrigley Field. So he's going to have Saturday off. He's going to have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He's going to have his regular rest 4 days before he pitches that big game on Wednesday. So I think a veteran like Darvish, he's going out there to win tonight. There's no question. But he also has a bigger picture in mind, because that's the way Darvish always approaches stuff.
Yeah, it's tough with Darv, right? Because I think most guys would be like locking in and trying to, you know, get their stuff right. But Darv is, it's a different set of pitches every time he goes out there, and he may not want to tip his hand on in terms of what he may look to do against the Chicago Cubs. So what he does here tonight, from a type of stuff standpoint, could be completely different than what he does when he takes the mound against the Cubs on Wednesday. So I think for him it's probably more about command and trying to make sure he's in the zone, because I have no doubt whatever he does here tonight will have no bearing on what happens when he takes the ball in the playoff.
I know one thing. Wednesday, I will really be looking forward to that start. I know that a lot of Padre fans, based on Darvish's, you know, inconsistency this year, are holding their breath a little bit. I am not one of those people. I trust in this guy, and there is nobody I would rather have out there for game two. Obviously, Pivetta's going to, you know, hopefully go out and win game one. But I just, as somebody who used to pitch, or at least try to pitch, and certainly never at this level, to watch Darvish operate and to watch how he attacks hitters and sets them up and gets them off balance and hits corners and moves it around, to me, that's a beautiful thing to watch. I just enjoy that. And, you know, hopefully he'll be on his game, you know, Wednesday, just like he was in both playoff games against the Dodgers last year. He could not have pitched better in that Dodgers series. Remember, Game 5 they lost, but he only lost it 2-0. I mean, he pitched incredible. And so I feel good. You know, people are like, well, the question mark, the pitching, and, you know, but I don't think so. Pivetta, Darvish, Michael King is a dog. He's going to go out there. If there's a Game 3, again, I would, you know, trust in him. My biggest concern is, can the Padres score enough runs to win? Because the Cubs, you know, do have, you know, some offense. And, you know, you're not going to probably shut them out, you know, two or three games. So can the Padres find a way to score, you know, preferably 4 runs a game, Tony, as we've looked at? That seems to be the big number.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the number come postseason, right, is the number is 4.
Yeah.
And for the Padres, it's been that number all year. Yeah, I think they are in a good spot to be able to get to those numbers. Now, listen, that is the magic number, but it doesn't necessarily need to be the number to get you a win, right? I think come postseason, these runs that we covet so much become even tougher during this time of year. You're going to be seeing everybody's 1 and 2s, perhaps maybe a 3 in this first round. And don't get it twisted. You get to that second round, if they can get to their 1 or 2 a second time, they will indeed do so. And so, you know, I just think, yes, you set your goals at 4 and more, but you got to be prepared to win games that are a lot tighter than that. And I think the Padres are pretty well equipped, considering that their offense kind of was up and down all season. They played a ton of these 1-run, 2-run games this year.
Yeah, the Padres, a ton is right, Tony. In fact, I have it right here. The Padres already this season, coming into the final weekend, have played 80 games decided by 1 or 2 runs. That's 8-0, and they've won 46, and they've lost 34. So they've been, you know, on the positive side all season long. Now, the Cubs played 44 one-run games, so they played a lot of them as well. They're 25 and 19.
That's almost half the games the Padres played that are 1 or 2-run games.
it's more than half, Tony. It's 80 to 79 games that haven't been one or two runs.
Oh, that's right, because the season hasn't finished yet.
Right. We're not done yet, yeah. So, I mean, this is, yeah, they're equipped for this, and you know the bullpen is going to be, you know, what you're going to count on, you know, when it gets right down to it. And, you know, the one thing I also looked at today, because I'm, you know, just looking ahead, the Cubs had a losing record this year against left-handed pitching. Now, that doesn't always carry over to the playoffs, but it tells me that they've had a little more trouble against lefties. So my first thought is, well, the Padres don't have any lefties unless you're going to bring Nestor Cortez in to start a game, and I doubt that's going to happen. So you're going to have right-handed starters, but the Padres do have lefties that they're going to be using in this series, and the biggest one to me is Morejon, who is a game-changer in the fifth and sixth inning, and I just think that, you know, hopefully he's going to be on his game next week, because I think Schilt is going to lean on him quite a bit, as he probably should.
Yeah, you said lefties. I don't know that there's going to be multiple lefties on this roster come playoff time. There's certainly – Morejon is obviously a shoo-in. I'm not 1,000% sure Matsui is going to be a dude who ends up getting on the roster.
Peralta will be, don't you? And Kyle Hart.
I forgot about Peralta. So yeah, there's multiple lefties you can go to.
Yeah.
And they certainly were going to come in handy, because think if you're getting the five that you covet from your starter, right? And you need the lefties. You got two dudes who pitched in high leverage. Obviously, Morejon is kind of the separator of the two lefties. But Wandy Peralta, especially here as of late, has been pretty good, especially used in kind of the – I've seen him brought in for one batter to finish an inning. We've seen him come in and kind of find that left-handed lane for him, and he's kind of done really well down the stretch. So, yeah, those two guys are definitely going to factor into the series one way or another against the Cubs.
All right, Padres, Cubs, that series is set, and it's closer and closer now to being set in Chicago starting next Tuesday. But before we get to that, we have some fun, the final weekend of the season. The Diamondbacks are here for a big game tonight, big game for them. And we have tickets to give away here at Baja Ricks. Scraby told me we have 6 pairs of tickets to give away to this weekend's game. And so what we're going to do, when you get down here to Baja Ricks, immediately go see our friend Jeff Hamby. He's got his arm up over there, but you'll find him. And get your name in the hopper, because every 30 minutes from here on out, Scraby and I are going to be drawing a winner of Padre tickets. So come on down. We're at Baja Ricks. We're in the gas lamp. It's all brought to you by Santo Tequila, 100% Blue Weber Agave. Come down now until 5:30. And did you have a question?
No, I have a statement. If you want to win the If you want to win the tickets, you have to be here. So it's not one of those things where you have to where you're going to be able to leave and then we're going to call you. If you want the tickets, we're going to have to be here. You're going to have to be here. Chris is like pointing.
Well, you know,
oh,
what
there's
I'm
a
pointing
Dolphins
at
jersey.
Look at this guy, man. He is a this guy sitting down right here is an absolute legend.
Oh, he's got a Larry Zonka jersey.
He's got a Larry Zonka white Miami Dolphin jersey.
That is pretty incredible, I got to say.
Get this man a TJ Dog and put it on Scraby's tab.
Oh, my tab?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, thanks for coming down, sir. He's got his dog with him, but the Zonka jersey rocks. I love it. We are underway, Gwynn and Chris. From the gas lamp, Baja Ricks. Jose Iglesias is our Friar Friday interview. He should be coming up any moment now.
2:40 p.m. I just got the text.
Got
literally
the word.
Right now.
All right, so we'll see you. We'll hear from Jose in about 20 minutes. Gwynn and Chris, glad you're with us, everybody, on 97.3 The Fan.
Closer and closer we are to having the bracket sealed. Cubs got a little bit closer today. They won their ball game, and their magic number is now 1. The next win that they have, or the next loss that we have, it will be sealed, and the Padres will be headed to Chi-Town. Could get that answer later on today, tonight, or we can get that answer tomorrow. We'll see. Nonetheless, Gwynn and Chris here, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, my guy, Matt Scraby, my guys down at Baja Ricks, living it up with the good food. People have been asking me, every time we have a show at Baja Ricks, I mean, man, is the food really that good? And I was like, listen, I haven't actually had a chance to have it in person, but I know Scraby and Chris rave about it.
Shoot a shot of the bacon cheeseburger quesadillas, right?
Look at this.
If you're on the YouTube chat, you can
bacon
see what we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness, that looks amazing. Oh, that looks amazing.
I mean, come on, Tony. You don't even you don't even need to see that to know it's good. A bacon cheeseburger quesadilla. Come on.
I mean, it sounded good, and in the picture it looked good. Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of matched what it sounded like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know, the street tacos and the Cali burritos.
Yes.
And, you know, everything you'd ever want here. You know, I've known Rick. I told Scraby this yesterday a long, long time. He had a restaurant down in Bonita. You know, way back when, he used to host the Gulls hockey team down there for a lot of postseason parties and things. And Rick is a great hockey fan. And so I met him when I did the Gulls games a long time ago. And it's just great. I mean, he's been doing this for a long, you know, he's been in the business. He's had a place in Old Town. He's got another place here in the Gas Lamp. And now he has Baja Ricks. And he's just a terrific guy. Just the most genuine guy you'd ever want to know. And, you know, it's just great to see him here and all these people here and, you know, just having fun at his place because that's what Rick's all about. So, you know, we're excited to be here. And I noticed some people coming in. If you do come in, make sure you head on over and get your name in the hopper because you want to have a chance to win some tickets.
He's waving his hand
a little
bit
later. We're giving away Padre tickets every half hour.
And you have to be here.
You got to be here to win. So, you know, get your name in there if you do come in and grab yourself. They got all the drink specials thanks to Santo Tequila and everything. So it's a big party.
100%. Blue Weber Agave. I like
Blue
saying that.
Blue Weber Agave.
I like saying that. Tony, do you know anything about Blue Weber Agave?
No, I don't.
You're asking Tony Gwynn Jr. Not exactly.
He's the only
one
who drinks. He's the only one who drinks on the show. So I figured that one at some point
true.
He
that's
may
true.
Have sipped it.
You got to come to the only person who actually drinks alcohol on the show.
Yes, but at the risk.
I don't
of
know anything about that agave though.
No, at the risk of calling Tony a teetotaler.
A what?
That's somebody that doesn't really drink a lot.
A teetotaler?
Yeah, I don't think Tony's exactly a fish.
What is that?
Wait, did he just say you're a fish?
I think I know what he's saying. I think
I know what the T is for. I did. That's kind of put it together a little late there.
If you come on down, you'll get to hear some teetotalers and whatever else Chris just said.
Nonetheless, there's conversation about the Padres. It's a stupid conversation, I must say. But the Padres punting to somehow get the Mets in. It's just stupid. I don't know that should even be something we bring up, but I have heard it. No, they should not punt the last three games so the Mets can get in and maybe make it a little bit more difficult for the Doyers.
There's a lot of things wrong with that. First of all, Frank Marchese's not going to like that. But secondly, the Reds are still in the running.
Right.
So if the Padres could punt all these games, and the Reds could get in. So it doesn't even make any sense to do it.
No, not at all. And you don't mess with you don't try to cheat the system. Play the games, play it like you're supposed to, because it just seems far too often when. You know, that is brought up, and it seems like it's going that way, that it never works out the way you want it to anyway. So, let's play the games. Padres got some things they got to shore up anyway. They can't afford to be just kicking back the last three games.
We got a lineup, everybody, for the final City Connect game
of all time.
Our countdown is going to be
It's not the final City Connect game of all time.
Yes, it is. They said they're not going to wear these anymore.
That's the City Connects, not of all time.
Oh,
the next
okay.
year's
right.
City or whatever the new
You're
City
right.
Connects
Let me clarify.
In.
Tony,
the, mint and, the you know, mint and pink City Connect.
You know,
last
Tony,
time.
I spend my life correcting this guy. It is so nice to have somebody else jump
Chris,
in.
Chris went
and
with
give
me
a
on
little
this
help.
Whole thing, by the way. He was like, it's all time. And then he's like, oh, yeah, Scraby's an idiot.
Oh, goodness.
All right, line up. Batting first, playing right field, Fernando Tatis Jr. He's back in the lineup. Playing
That's
first
good.
Base, batting second, Luis Arraez. Playing third, batting third, Manny Machado. Cleaning up, Jackson Merrill in center field. Batting fifth, Xander Bogaerts in the shortstop position. Left field, Gavin Sheets batting seventh. O'Hearn DHing. Sheets is sixth. O'Hearn DHing is seventh. Cronenworth second base, eighth. Catching is for me. And every time Tony does the starting lineups on the broadcast, I always sweat because it's not as easy as it seems.
Why do you sweat
You're
for him?
Are you sweating for me?
Yeah, I'm sweating for you because it's just it's just not as easy as you think it is to announce the lineup.
Yeah, no,
I think Tony has it down pat. I think you're still working on it.
Now, listen, sometimes...
Is this the Scraby roast today or something like that?
What is happening? You keep serving up fat ones. I can't help but hit them out of the ballpark.
You're throwing alley-oops right near the rim, and Chris
you know
is
what?
Just tipping
Mike?
Them over.
Yeah. You're turning yourself off? He's turning himself off. He's over in the... I don't know if you can see
I'm
on the
so
YouTube.
I'm so sorry, man.
He's over in the corner pouting right now. There he is. He's Mr. Pouting.
Fine. I can't handle not talking. So.
By the way, I think the lineup tonight is the same lineup you're going to see in Game 1 on Tuesday.
For sure.
Even with a lefty on the mound.
And
I don't know that the Cubs have announced yet who they're going with, right? But I'm assuming Imanaga. And the reason I'm assuming that is because I have heard that Cade Horton – the rookie right-hander, who's been incredible for the Cubs, is not right yet. And they're still doing some tests and checking him out. He left his game, his last start, after three innings. And they're not saying – they don't want to give too much information, but, you know, you're getting one of those scents that maybe he's not even going to be ready next week. And if that's the case, I will, you know, be okay with that because he's been really good.
Yeah, no one will be upset about that at all.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of how it goes in your series. I don't know if you remember last year when Chris Sale wasn't able to go that Padres series, right? I mean, and not that I necessarily think it would have changed things, but certainly it gives them a better chance having him go game one. Instead, they got drubbed, and it just kind of rolled downhill from there.
Yeah, A.J. Smith's shaver was not the same as Chris Sale
in
game one. And you know what it is? I'm glad you brought that up, Tony, because nobody remembered that. You know what I mean? It's like, what happened last year in the playoffs? Oh, we swept through the Braves. And nobody said, well, yeah, but they didn't have Chris Sale. Nobody cares. We swept through the Braves. Hey, that's all that matters.
Didn't they have to get through Max Fried, too, at a certain point?
I think he pitched the second game. Yeah. And they hammered him pretty well in the early. I think the guy, Padres got 6 runs in the second inning off him and then didn't score again. But
for
they
the rest
won
of the
game,
playoffs?
Too. Now, Scraby, don't be that.
Being,
don't be going
I'm just
there.
Being messed up. What I think that, what was I going to say? Imanaga last night gave up 8 earned runs, so that's a good thing too.
Yeah, he did not pitch well last night against the Mets, so hopefully that's his last start. I know Boyd pitched the night before, so maybe it'll set up for the Cubs. They'd rather have Boyd start game one, but I'm assuming we're going to see the two lefties to start on Tuesday and Wednesday. But you know, maybe Craig Counsell will throw us a curveball there, so we'll have to wait and see.
I think the more intriguing story is what happens in the American League East and how it affects the National League West, how it affects the Cubs-Padres matchup, right? I mean, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but
yeah.
Our guess is that if the Yankees win the division, they will no longer be a wild card team, and therefore the TV execs don't have to worry about getting them in the primetime, which would then slide the Padres a little bit later in the day than it would had the Yankees become the wild card. You got Dodgers, Yankees probably filling up the primetime spots, and then we'll be in an earlier afternoon game.
I agree 100%, Tony. So, you know, for you, the Padre fans ought to be keeping an eye on that Yankee-Toronto race, because you're right. If the Yankees are a wild card, they're going to be in prime time. Despite what Scraby thinks, a Red Sox-Yankees wild card series would be the prime time wild card series, followed by the Dodgers series.
I got some support on that last night.
From
they're
who?
Like, from people. From people.
From people.
They were like, you're so right, Scraby. I could care less about Red Sox-Yankees.
I could care less about it, but that doesn't change the fact that they're going to put them in prime time.
Right.
So the Padres will...
Your feelings don't matter in this particular segment.
Yes, they're not going to ask
Can't wait for Bob Costas to bore me to death.
No, that was cold, man. Bob Costas has done a lot for you.
He turned us down for an interview at Cooperstown, which is not his fault. He was busy.
Yeah, but I think you're right, Tony. The Padres will be playing during the day next week if the Yankees get in the wild card. But if the Yankees win the division, I do. I think it'll slide the Padres to that 4 or 5 o'clock slot in the afternoon, late afternoon. So
yeah, for sure.
We'll have to keep
for
an sure. eye on that.
All right, let's step away, get the break. Jose Iglesias is our Friar Friday guest. You'll get to hear from him next here on Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know when you you go to a party, Scraby, and party starts at like, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, but you get there at 3:30. That's kind of who we got here, man. We got the diehard party folks out here. We appreciate you guys coming out a little early.
Thank you.
We got Padre baseball tonight, of course, but we are broadcasting live at Baja Ricks, and we'll be here until 5:30. We had Jason already win a pair of tickets to the Padre game this weekend. And we're going to be giving away tickets every half hour. So come on down, get your name in the hopper, and you got a shot to win some tickets. We have Jose Iglesias coming up on our Friar Friday interview in just a couple of minutes. But something really important, Scrabe.
What?
It is Nolan's 12th birthday, and he and his buddies are on their way down to Petco Park to go to the Padre game tonight. And we're passing out birthday wishes to Nolan out there and his gang.
Okay.
We had to get the whole gang
in. Of course.
We got Mason, we got Will, we got Abram, we got Dom. So everybody have a good time.
Love it.
Come on down. And I don't know, they're 12 years old, but they should still stop by Baja Ricks.
Yes,
on the way into the ballpark.
Yes, they can eat food.
Of course
they can eat
food.
They got to eat, yeah. But anyway, and I remember when I was 12 years old, going to a Dodger game, growing up in L.A., of course. But that was the only one I could go to. I'm just saying, that was the best thing you could ever be doing. You know, it'd be on your way down to a ball game with your friends like that. So happy birthday, Nolan, 12 years old.
That's awesome.
Sounds awesome. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, is up there in the booth, and the Padres are getting set for the Diamondbacks. The Cubs did win 12-1 today. Kyle Tucker was back in the Cubs lineup. That is certainly noteworthy. Also noteworthy, Tony, Seiya Suzuki hit a grand slam today. He hit two homers last night. I hope that he is not getting hot again because he had a really long cold spell the second half of the season. And the other guy that hit a homer today... PCA.
And he joined yesterday, too, I think.
Right, he did. So he's joined the 30-30 club for the Cubs. That's a great accomplishment. I've kind of been anti-PCA ever since he lollygagged after catching a fly ball in St. Louis.
Chris, if you do one thing, Chris will never forget about it.
It's not one anything. It's one lazy bum play like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Those kinds of things stick with me. And I don't know if you remember, Tony caught a ball in the warning track and kind of lollygagged it and Cadillac'd it. And Cardinal guy sacrificed fly scored from second base while PCA was out there messing around. Anyway, that said, he's still a hell of a player, and the Padres will have to be worried about him for sure next week. 30-30, good season for him. Comes out a lot of guys.
PCA is a baller, man. He had a weak moment there, and he paid for it. We haven't heard anything like that since, so I would assume he's learned from it.
Yeah, fair enough, Tony. You're absolutely right. You have to give the guy a chance to recover from that kind of thing, and you hope that, that's exactly what happens, is that, you learn from it. We had the NFL game last night. We're waiting for Jose Iglesias to call. I don't know how much of a game you guys saw, but...
I got to watch quite a bit.
And yeah, me too.
I hate to do this because I know nobody cares about my particular fantasy team, but if you had Jaxon Smith and Jigba last night, it was the most stressful night of my life. The guy didn't catch a pass till late in the third quarter.
I was facing him, so...
Oh, you were rooting against him.
You
think that night was stressful? That's not as stressful as my night with my wide receiver on the other side over there. He would eventually get it going. But that first half was rough, man. He looked like he was he was not going to be willing to be able to pull himself out of that little rut.
It did. When he caught that touchdown, which, by the way, I love it when wide receivers drop wide open balls, but then when he has to make a catch that's, like, super difficult, he could do it. But he got on his knee. I swear to you, I thought he was crying because he was so happy that he caught the ball.
Hey,
he looks like
so
he was
sad.
Reflecting.
He looked so sad on the deflection interception that he had, yeah. The second one. I thought, oh, I just turned. I was like, you know what? He's not going to score any points the rest of this game after that interception. But he turned it around, man. Give him some credit.
Yeah, he did. And
how about the kicker? He is going to be the most hated dude for the next week of practice. That kick, that the last kickoff that they didn't reach the, I guess,
oh, yes.
The specific area, moved it up an extra 5 yards, which turned out to be the big difference.
Yeah, that was a huge difference. And I like this new kickoff rule, by the way.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like that. I do want to give another shout-out to my friend Donnie Myers, who I used to referee basketball with. Donnie's not refereeing anymore, but I've told you guys this. His son is Jason Myers.
Yep.
And he told me all along, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, my son is the best kicker. You're going to see. And I'm like, yeah, Donnie, whatever. Well, there he is, winning a ball game again in the NFL. Yeah. So good for him. He kicked the game after missing one, just prior to that. So that takes some good concentration. But, going back to what you said about Marvin Harrison dropping some easy ones and then catching the impossible one, that kind of makes sense to me because the easy ones you have time to think about.
That's true.
Impossible play like that, you just have to let your skills...
You just have to react.
Yeah, you let your skills take over, and hopefully Marvin Harrison realized that he has those kinds of skills, because that was a great catch.
I think it was Kirk
that should be doing that.
I think it was Herbstreit that kept talking about it last night, that he just looked like he was thinking too much on every single play.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully that'll get him, because he's a... he's got the skill and great talent, and... Finally, Smith and Jigba hit a couple of passes at the end, so I was able to score something. But anyway, Seattle won it 23-20 over the Cardinals. I don't know that the Cardinals shouldn't have gone for two at the end. I
thought about that, too.
I thought about it, too.
Okay, here's why. Because Seattle had time to go kick a field goal.
They've been moving down the field enough to kick a field goal.
If Seattle doesn't have time left, then I say tie it up and take your chances in overtime. But why give Seattle a free chance to win the game?
If I'm not mistaken, I feel like the Cardinals went for it a few times for two last year, and it blew up in their face. Those type of decisions have a way of kind of influencing the next time you're in that spot. And that's the first thing I thought of, because I thought when they scored that they were going to go for two, but it was immediate that Kyler Murray was running off the field. Like, they didn't even think about it, it seemed.
No,
like.
The coach is like, get off of there, let's go. We're kicking it, we're not messing around.
The Cardinals looked so bad in the first half. They got a delay of game on a field goal. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That's when you know it's bad. You get a delay game on a field goal.
But I think teams really should consider going for two in a game, because you have to feel now, as a Cardinal fan and player, almost helpless, because you never got the ball back and you lost the game anyway. At least if you had gone for two, you would have had one chance right there, to take the lead. So
I couldn't help but think as they got within 5 yards, like, oh man, this kicker, I know he is, because as he was coming off the field, it was almost like he didn't even understand what was happening there. Like, it's like, how do you leave that too short? I get, matter of fact, kicking it in the end zone would at least saved you 5 yards, right? It would, instead of the 40, it would have been the 35. You were better off doing that at that point.
And that was the 5 yards the Seahawks needed to win the game. All right, it is time for a Fry Friday interview, and we go over to here to next door where we are, to Petco Park, and our guy Jose Iglesias joins us. Jose, thanks so much for the time. How are you today?
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, guys. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Always great to have you. And, Jose, I had the pleasure. I know Tony was down in the locker room, but I was down there as well. And I saw you, having a good time, which I'm not surprised. You are kind of the leader in my mind of, enjoying and having a good time. So how would you rate our postseason celebration compared to some of the other ones you've taken part in?
You know what? It's hard. It's hard to compare. You know, every time you get the opportunity to be in the playoff, it's a privilege, regardless of what team are you in. Definitely, you know, it's. I think it was a special. I mean, with the Mets and we clinching our game 162. That was special, right? It was a big game. You take all the way down to do that. But this year, also this game, the one we clinched when Fermin got the walk off and I got him over on the bun, and it was a great all around game. That was a great game to clinch out of it. It was a great game for the fans. It was a great game. So I'm extremely happy to, you know, to be part of this playoff team. And let's continue to take it one day at a time, right? One day at a time.
Jose, you've been a part of these kind of teams, you know, more than a few times in your career. How do you approach these last three games? You guys have already clinched a playoff spot. I think the question now is whether it'll be here or whether it'll be in Chicago. Chicago making things a little bit tougher with their win earlier. But how does the team approach these last three games of the season?
Listen, you said it right. I mean, we have tonight in front of us, and that's what we have to focus on. You know, I think the most important thing at this point, I always said, is health. You know, unfortunately, yeah. we lost Laureano. That was a big loss for us. But we got to keep pushing forward. We got to continue to play the game hard in the right way and see what happened, right? You know, you're facing in the playoff, you're facing good teams. So it's about fundamentals, about pitching defense and put the ball in play.
Jose, beyond some of those fundamentals, I mean, your Mets team last year that made it to the NLCS and you guys knocked off two great teams to get there, Milwaukee and then the Phillies. So in your mind, what kinds of things are most important in terms of on the field and mental preparation to be successful in the playoffs?
Listen, it's, experience is important. Control your emotions. And it's all about compete. It's all about compete. I think all those analytic numbers and this and that. Yeah, those are important to keep your eyes on those. Okay. But playoff game, playoff baseball, it's about competition. It's about courage. It's about personality. It's about just hit the ball forward and pray. Because remember, you're facing the best pitchings against the best teams. So, you know, I would say in general speaking, I don't have the stat in front of me, but power is going to be low. It's not going to be, you know, a lot of power in playoff. I think it's going to be more into – it's always come down to a blooper. It's always come down to an error. So that's what's like defense experience and pitching. It's to my standard and understanding of the game is very important, especially in playoff.
Jose, you mentioned having some type of success in the playoffs and really being experienced in the playoffs. And I think people on the outside here, you know, having experience on your team is important, but they might not understand how. Can you explain how and when experience comes into play once these lights get bright in the postseason?
Well, it's played under pressure. It's played under pressure that, you know, you got to be yourself. You got to not, you know, try to impress no one. And it's going to be a lot of people watching to impress, but you got to understand that it's just play the game the right way, do what the game dictates, and deal with failure, because you're going to strike out, you're going to have a big strikeout, you're going to fail in a big situation, but you might have another opportunity, and that's when the experience is in your mind, and you stay sharp for that next at bat, for that next ground ball. That's what experience kick in.
Jose Iglesias, thanks for the time, obviously, and thanks for just letting us, or coming to San Diego so we could watch you play every day. The thing that I loved, and I know Tony and we talked about, and the fans, is how fast your hands are. It is unbelievable. The play you made night, catching the ball, spinning around, throwing home, and I think any other runner than Terang, you would have got him out. So I was thinking, if you ever were like, grew up in the old West as a gunslinger, nobody would have been able to beat you, man. You would have shot them all down.
Thank you for keeping me alive.
Yeah, but do you ever work? Did you ever work on fast hands, or is this something you just kind of had?
Listen, I always say there is a gift, but there is also a lot of work. My dad growing up, all I took was just taking thousands of ground balls every day. And, you know, the reps, it takes you there. There's definitely, you know, a gift from God that I'm maximizing and, you know, by doing those reps on the daily basis, because when I was little, like, all I did was just catching ball all day long. Anything, any object I have in my hands, I throw in the air and I catch it. I'm still doing it. And it's a nonstop thing. I love playing defense. You know, I've been very blessed to do it for so long and also to get recognized. So thank you for the compliment. And like I say, reps is the secret. And I always say you catch the ball with your feet and the hands are just along the ride.
That is, listen, young kids out there who want to be a good infielder like Jose, you catch the ball at your feet, your hands are just an extension. Jose Iglesias joins us here, Padre infielder. And Jose, you've had about 14 years in this league. You've been very fortunate to play a very long time at this level. And it wasn't always the easiest for you. At what point down in your career did the light go on for you, that you really started to figure out, okay, this is what I have to do to have success?
You know what? I think by knowing that I would never figure this game out, I think that was the secret. I think that was the secret for me to stop being so hard on myself and start falling in love with the process of the things that you guys don't see, like the behind, like the weight room, the recovery, the nutrition, the sleep, the mental, all those are so important. I would say equal or more important than the game. You can't live on this game. You know, it's a negative game. You can't live on results. So, you know, I would say the last 4 or 5 years of my career, I've been falling in love with the process to get ready and play the game, and not being so caught up on results. And that helps me a lot, not just as a player, but also as a person. You know, it's hard to detach after a game. It's hard to detach.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to detach your body. You know what I'm saying? Your person, with the player, you know,
it's
two people. So it's hard to kind of separate it. But I think with time and experience, I was able to do that. Learn from, you know, from a lot of Hall of Famers that I play with. And it's, you know, you got to enjoy life. You got to enjoy life. You know, at the end of the day, the same guy that wake up at home and have breakfast with his kids and his family is the same guy that put this uniform at night. And it's important to surround yourself with good energy, good comments, and stay positive. That's all you can control, and it definitely helps on a daily basis in this tough game of baseball.
Jose Iglesias, not only a really great ball player, but really a smart guy. Those are great words we can all live by. Jose, thanks so much for the time. Here's to another great playoff run. And as I like to remind everybody when I talk about Jose Iglesias, this man has more Billboard number one hit songs than Bruce Springsteen does. Don't you forget it out there.
Not yet, Jose. Nobody knows. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jose.
All right, got
Jose. Now, that was awesome. I was on the edge of my seat taking in some of that knowledge, Tony. That's good stuff from Jose there.
He's got good perspective. He's seen a lot in this game, and it hasn't always gone well for him. And so a lot of guys, when you've reached the bottom, what we consider the bottom in terms of failure, it opens you up, man. It'll humble you real quick.
Well, he was in the middle of that Mets run last year, and I hope some of that fun carries over to his Padre ball club this year. And you know, we'll all start finding out. Jose may get a start in the Cubs series. I'm not sure yet. If they want to get an extra right-handed bat, they can use him. And you know, again,
the balls he's hit recently would justify it for sure.
Right? Wouldn't be a bad idea.
We never even talked about that home run on Monday. That thing was
second deck.
Where did that come from?
It sounded like it got shot out of a cannon, too.
It did. It was incredible.
I tell you, he's the only guy that I mean, how many ground balls that were hit to third base this year? And I thought to myself, Wow, what a play. Manny, again, it's always Manny. And then I went, oh, no, that's Iglesias.
That's not Manny. Yeah,
he's,
no kid.
Yeah, it's not Manny. Iglesias just as good as Manny. How many people can you say that about?
Yeah,
not too many.
No, none. Not very many at all.
None.
Right.
Yeah, right. So he's really been a great acquisition. Again, we talked about it on the roundtable. A.J. Preller, you know.
Yeah, that's not even one that no one's going to talk about either, right?
I know. Say what you want to say, but he got Pavetta, he got Sheets, and, you know, Iglesias. Nobody paid any attention to Iglesias. And, man, what a pickup he's been.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
AJ hit the right buttons in the offseason for sure.
Unfortunately, that was our final regular season Friar Friday.
Friday, man.
That's unfortunate, guys.
There's always another season, Scrape.
You know there's 2026, and we're going to try to get some players on during the playoffs, but...
And this is the final City Connect Day of all time, right, Scrape?
That's what you told me. I heard that from someone, and I believe it was you.
Well, we Scrape and I are celebrating by wearing our City Connect jerseys today for the final... mint... And mint and pink.
Yes.
Jersey, but they're going to have new City Connects next year. We have more show to come from Baja Ricks. Broadcasting live, Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.